All right, boys and girls, I better find the text before I ask you to find it. It would be too bad if someone beat me to it, wouldn't it? 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 19. That's an easy text to find. It's not just so easy to say, perhaps, but it's an easy text to find. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 19. Who's going to get it for me? Anybody in the gallery this morning going to get it? I'm always accused of forsaking you folk up there. Anyone done yet? Good man. Go ahead, Nathan. Thank you. Thank you. Well read. I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. One of my famous pictures to show you this morning. I'm sure at my decease these pictures will be sold for an exorbitant fee and all my descendants will be well off. Right. I wonder if anyone can pronounce that name. Anybody going to volunteer? Have a go. Right. Can you see it up in the gallery? Is it too far away? You can see it good. You'll need your binoculars up there, wouldn't you? Right. Anyone going to have a go at pronouncing this name? All right. I'm a smarty pants because I know how to do it, but didn't always know. Funny old name, isn't it? Well, you pronounce that Coelacanth. Strange name, isn't it? And you're all saying, what's that funny looking squiggle above it and a big question mark? Well, I'll explain to you. Long, 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 long time ago, for boys and girls anyway, but not so very long ago, it was this century, a fossil was found. You know what a fossil is? Well, apart from the pastor anyway, you know what a fossil is. It looks like something and it's been there for a long, long, long time, and it's in stone. And a long time ago, boys and girls and men and women, people saw this shape on the seashore in India. And it was a fossil. And they gave it this very strange name. They called it Coelacanth. They always give things very long and awkward names, don't they? Why they couldn't give it something smaller, I don't know. But after it had been found, lots of wise people started to talk about it. And they said, now we know what this is. And they put their glasses away down their nose, you know, scratched their heads. And they hummed and they hawed and they said, this is a fish that lived 30 million years ago and is long extinct, which means it died out a long time ago. That's what the wise people said. And they looked very clever, you know, with their specs away down their nose. I'm trying hard to look clever. Difficult. And then they went on to see other things about this fossil they'd found. They said, now, you see, these things that are sticking out here, and so on, now, these are really rudimentary arms and legs. And this fish was almost about to walk. But then it died out. Indeed, some wise people said, with their specs away down their noses, we may be descended from this fish. Now, it doesn't look very much like us, but you never know. Through millions and millions and millions of years, we may have become like what we are, and we're descended possibly from this wonderful ancient coelacanth. Well, that was all right, and people believe. You see, you do believe wise folk, don't you? When they put their specs away down their nose and they sort of, and they wear white coats. I would love to wear a white coat sometime. It would be great fun. People say, oh, he must be right. He must be right. Then, just 2 years after I was born, which is still a long time ago, but not 30 million years ago, some people went fishing. And they put their nets down, and then they pulled them back up. And lo and behold, when they pulled them up, they had caught a coelacanth. Oh, wasn't that strange? This fish died out 30 million years ago. And these knobbly things about it were little arms and legs. It was about to walk. And here in 1938 was one swimming about in the sea. And they caught several after that. In fact, they kept on catching them, and they now know an awful lot about them. They grow to 5 feet long, they swim at 200 feet deep, they have large bulging eyes, and they can weigh up to 210 pounds. I don't know if anyone's ever had one for tea. I wouldn't mind trying. Anything that's edible, I'll have a go at it. So if anyone has coelacanth for tea, you can ask me and I'll enjoy it. But you see, the moral of this story, boys and girls, is this. People can look wise. And people can say things that sound wise. But they can be very foolish. Very foolish. And I am sure that some of you go to classes and people say, don't believe the Bible. Don't believe that God created things. Don't believe that we are God's special creation. Ach, no, we came from fish about 30 million years ago. Be very careful about that, you know. God says, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. It's much better, really, to listen to what God has to say, to read his word, and to be simple and humble enough to obey it. And you know, the interesting thing is this, not all the people who wear white coats and put their specs down their nose disbelieve God's word. There are some very clever scientists, and they believe every word of the Bible. Yes, they're clever, but they realize there's a greater wisdom and a higher wisdom, and that's the wisdom that comes from God. The wisest thing, of course, of all, is to come and put your trust in the Savior.